the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And I have a question for you. Why has Mr. T not been in one of those Expendables movies? Because they get every fucking has-been from the action genre, but Mr. T's not in there?
I don't know. Maybe because they think Mr. T's a little crazy?
Yeah, but everyone's a little crazy. I mean, you got Rocky, you got Drago.
Is he in it? I've never seen any of these movies.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, The Rush, you know.
Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan's in it.
Is he?
Van Damme's in it. Oh, wait. Is it Jackie Chan? No, it was Jet Li.
Jet Li's washed up?
Apparently, Jet Li's in it.
Yeah,
not Jackie. I get them confused sometimes.
That's like if you're on Dancing with the Stars, that means your career's over.
Yeah. But, I mean, they get every action star. Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh, wait. I don't think they've had Steven Seagal.
Well, he's a big fat ass now.
Well, still.
And isn't he like a cop or something?
I don't know.
Like he's running around like New Mexico.
Pretending he's something?
Yeah.
I'd still like to see that though. But no Mr. T. That'd be awesome.
What about Chuck Norris?
Of course he's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's I guess that's pretty cool.
I mean, they're fun. I mean, they're stupid movies, but they're fun. I mean, they are what they are. They're not pretending to be something else.
What about...
It doesn't take itself too seriously.
What about Captain Lou Albano?
They brought his corpse back. Yeah.
What about the guy who played Hulk?
Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah.
No, you guys.
Remember when he decided that he wasn't really deaf?
He's just pretending.
Yeah.
For attention.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not in it yet.
Hey. No, Lou, in the next one, I promise. I want to get Bruce Lee's ghost. He's next.
You know, I was reading the other day how there's this whole theory that, what's that guy's
Bruce
name?
Bruce Lee didn't really die. Faked his death.
Stevie Wonder's not blind, was a theory. Because they had a picture of him taking a picture of something with a camera and looking into the lens.
Yeah, I mean, you get a hold shit in front of your face, doesn't mean you're seeing anything.
I know. But there's theories that he could have been seen the whole time.
I mean, there's conspiracy theories on everything. That doesn't really mean much.
They don't buy it?
No, I think someone would have figured it out by now. I'm going to go... I'm not a trusting person, but I'm going to go ahead and believe that.
How would you prove it? Would you like try punching him in the face if he flinches? That's the old trick. Like, if you see someone blind... put your blindfold on, and then you start, like, air punching them.
No, I'd take him to a fucking doctor. That's how I'd prove it.
How is Mark Davila taking Stevie Wonder to the doctor?
No, you said to prove it. That's the only way to really prove it. Because you can train yourself. If he's really committed to pretending he's blind, he'll train himself not to react to things. So I'm like fucking taking a swing at him.
So what you need...
Flicking a match in front of his
you
face.
You need to get like... Him to get on one of those top talk shows like Jimmy Kimmel or Letterman or Fallon.
And shoot him in the
and
head.
And then see if he they flinches. Challenge him on the air. You know, you got to do take a test. And he's going to have to do it. If he's really blind, he'll have to do it. Because people are like, wait a second, why won't he do it?
Oh, wait, you know what they do? They'll just yell, dodgeball, and fucking beam him right in his face. Never see it coming. That'd be hilarious.
Do you feel like Stevie Wonder's a nice guy or an asshole?
His persona is of a nice guy, but I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, but how much of an asshole can you be if you're blind? Because you're depending on other people.
Yeah, but he has a lot of money.
I guess.
That changes things.
A lot of people have said it, but do they ever, like, put him in a room and tell me that I'm doing a concert for, like, 20,000 people? And it's just, like, a private concert?
Well, you'd hear noise.
Yeah, you pipe in crowd noise. And, you know...
You're... it's your bouncer. He's fucking just breathing into the mic.
Yeah.
No, you know what?
You suck. You're not even blind.
As a prank?
Play Superstition.
I'd put him in a room and say, hey, this is what a guy is paying you $1 million to do a Skype performance for him. And it's just it's him standing in front of a fucking mirror and everyone's laughing.
You could do it. You could get a blind person to do a lot of crazy things.
Did you say blind person or black person?
Hey, we're filming your new music. Oh, we're recording your new album, Stevie. All right, here's the mic, and he's just recording nothing.
Yeah, this is, I'd be fucking with them all day.
Hey, wait till he finds out we're not even recording an album.
He's like, yeah, man, I did a lot of new original stuff. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, you're going to do a duet with Beyonce. Oh. And they just put,
get a homeless woman have her sing?
That or just like get a track of Beyonce singing. And he thinks he's with Beyonce.
Ooh, another prank. Like,
I can't do a high voice, so you pretend you're Beyonce saying goodbye to Mr. Wonder.
Thank you, Stevie. That was great.
See?
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll be Beyonce.
Why not?
Stevie, oh my God. You are terrific.
Would you like a hand job?
Oh, no, I got to jerk off Stevie Wonder. My hands are soft. He'd believe it. Yeah.
Listen, he's been getting jerked off by men his whole life.
Little does he know.
Yeah.
It's like, I got it. I'll do it this time. Oh, shit.
If he ever had sex with a woman, he'd be like confused. Like, well, this doesn't feel like a woman.
This is weird.
Don't women have penises?
Are you done fucking with Stevie Wonder?
Well, I guess so. All right, we talked about it Tuesday. Mark has in front of him the Red Velvet Oreo, which came out special, for Valentine's Day? I don't know what the fuck it was out for.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's for a limited time only, of course. Because that's how they get you to buy. Like, this will only be out for a week, so you get over here and buy it, man. Don't be putting this one off, because
that's true. It'll be gone. It's too fucking late, dude. Too late.
Yeah, that's what we're going to
do now.
Hurry up before they're gone.
All right, you had it already.
Yeah.
You want to give your opinion first, or you want to wait until I...
Eat it, then...
Okay. It looks a little... You say the cookie is red.
Oh, yeah, it's red velvet.
It doesn't look red to me. It looks like a light brown.
Now, red velvet is weird because originally red velvet was like a southern spice cake. But now it's basically just like chocolate with red in it.
Yeah, it's not... from what I hear, most of the time, it's not actual red velvet. It's just, it's just dye, red dye.
Yeah.
Like, everything's a fucking scam. We all know that.
But real red velvet cake... It's actually a spice cake.
Mm. All right, I'm going to taste it.
I love the sound of crunching. So soothing. How many times are you going to chew, man? 30 chews?
32 times on each side, man. You never fucking learned that? You never fucking choke?
Yeah, they say that a lot of people don't chew enough. Helps with digestion.
Piece was stuck.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah, I ate the whole thing. What, I'm gonna nibble it?
I don't know. Some people are nibblers.
Asshole. I hate nibblers. Put the whole fucking... You're an adult. They can fit in your mouth. Put it in there.
How many times have you said that to women?
I was like, come on. Dick and balls together. You can fucking do it. I seen you take down that hoagie. The fuck?
All right, so what do you say?
Okay, I say it's a fucking gimmick. It tastes like a regular fucking Oreo.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There's a slight difference because
they have
cream cheese in it.
It barely tastes any fucking different.
It's an Oreo with cream cheese filling. That's all it is.
Which does not taste different at all. I like Oreos. They taste good. It's a fucking regular Oreo.
What is this package?
These pieces of shit.
Wow. Do they have chocolate in it?
Tasted like chocolate.
Sugar, unbleached enriched flour, wheat flour, nacken, cocoa. I would like to see the...
The original ingredient list. Yeah. Yeah, they as usual.
It doesn't actually say... I think that's what all this is cream cheese, because it doesn't say it's anything different other than the cream cheese.
Why do they call it red velvet?
Because it's red with cream cheese filling.
As I said, it doesn't even look fucking red to me.
Well... It does look red to me, so I don't know. Maybe you're a little bit colorblind. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, you could be. You wouldn't.
No, I did a test.
You did?
You always do those tests.
Where? When?
You know, like where you see the different color things and you got to spot the numbers.
That's called being a racist. Do you see them different colors? Seeing colors is being racist.
Is it?
I don't know.
No. No, but I've done the test before.
I mean, in school, I used to do the ear test where they put like, raise your hand.
Yeah. We've all done those, but I've done the eye test too. Where they have those different...
The little letters.
And sometimes they're, well, the numbers usually. They're like these cards with all the weird colors. And if you can't spot the number, that means you're colorblind.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it. Anyway, when I mentioned Expendables, I was thinking about why haven't they put in professional wrestlers yet? Because, they were born has-beens. When you become a wrestler, you're already a has-been. I mean, you're on has-been level as soon as you start, right? Like, when's Hulk Hogan going to be in there?
Well, you think Hulk Hogan's a has-been? Because he wanted to be. What if you wanted to be? That was your dream to be a wrestler. Now you got.
That's fine. That's his dream. You got guys being like a fucking wrestler. You're still a fucking has-been. You're a fucking hack.
It's not like it's.
Professional wrestler.
But that's what your dream is.
Good. That's your dream. Maybe your dream is to be a fucking junkie. Does that make it a good thing? That was my dream.
Well, anyways, like the Rock was a football player and he hurt his knee.
Yeah. That was his fallback plan. By the way, it wasn't his fucking dream.
You hurt your knee and you can't play football, but you can fucking be all physical in the ring?
I know.
That sounds like you weren't good enough to be a football player.
Yeah, I don't know. I do see your point.
It's not like, I hurt my knee, I had to quit playing football, now I'm a realtor. No, now you're wrestling.
Yeah, it's fake, but they're still doing the physical shit.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's not using his knees. You do make a valid point. Yeah, he's probably a shitty football player.
Probably. I mean, he played for the Miami Hurricanes, my favorite college football team.
Yeah.
I don't like them, though.
They're your favorite, but you don't like them?
I don't like Dwayne Johnson, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't like him.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like his movies. I think he's kind of weird looking. I don't like looking at him.
I think he's handsome.
Do you? I think he's weird looking.
I think he's a good looking guy.
I saw this video of him like his breakfast was like bison meat, or bison as people from not around bison. Here call it.
Yeah, we say bison.
With like a Z sound. Other people say bison.
Bison. Mm.
But,
yeah, you're saying it wrong.
He had like bison and eggs all mixed together like in a big omelet.
Yeah, but he's a giant man. He needs all those calories.
He made like his own KFC famous bowl, but it was filled with bison and egg meat
and dog food.
Oh, dog! Can you eat dog food? I think you can, right?
Well, what do you think? It's poison. You can eat anything.
Well, no, I'm saying no,
I can eat broken glass if I wanted to.
No, you'd die.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd die immediately.
You'd cut your insides, your innards up. Fine.
Grind it up real good.
How much money would I have to give you to eat a bowl of dog food? Like a cereal bowl filled with dog
food? Well, let's just say you open up... it's like one can of dog food.
Oh,
well,
no, it's not canned.
Oh, right. Like the hard stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like the canned stuff would be easier. It would go down easier.
I get my dog canned stuff as a treat sometimes. And like the ones, the big pieces of steak... It doesn't smell good, but it looks good.
Yeah, it smells like shit.
But it looks really good. It looks like a really good stew that somebody made.
But I think like the wet stuff, if you held your nose and just chewed, probably the texture is pretty similar to stuff you're used to.
You could probably not even have to chew. You could probably just swallow it real quick.
Well, listen, I just ate that cookie. You know I'm going
to
chew.
And Mark died from choking on dog food. That'd be the worst way to die. One of the worst.
I had some weird fetish. Well, I masturbated while I eat dog food.
Yeah. But yeah, you gotta eat the kibble.
Man, that's a lot harder. Shit. Again, I guess I'd hold my nose, but man,
my dog loves it. She eats it right up.
She likes it, so I don't know.
She eats it right up. She's like...
We have similar tastes.
She also eats moths that fly around in our house.
So do I.
We get these shitty fucking moths. Like, they're called like wheat moths or whatever.
Do you have a lot of wheat around here?
Like, they almost look like maggots, but they're not. They're just like larvae
or do you just have maggots and you're trying to rationalize it and make yourself feel better?
They look like little calipers.
Maggots. Dude has maggots in his house.
And man.
Fucking gross.
Those little flies, and then they fly around and my dog like leaps up and bites them.
Oh.
So anyways, how much would you need to eat a cereal bowl filled with kibble? You can even add some milk to it if you want.
How much you got?
Would you do it for $5,000?
$5,000 to eat that? Yeah. Hell yeah, man. $5,000? I'll fucking eat that shit.
All right, well, $3,000.
$3,000? Hell yeah, I'll eat that shit.
$1,000.
I think $1,000 is... I would, but anything under that, I'm like, no.
$850.
No. I said, listen, even though I'd want the money, I have a little bit of self-respect, maybe a shred or two. A grand is
$850 and a blowjob from some girl.
Who's the girl?
I don't know.
Is any
not
girl
related to you? It's not your mom. Don't worry. Well, that'd be pretty funny if it was.
And I'm accepting it? All right, deal's a deal. Fine. No, no, sorry.
That'd be funny if you were at a strip club, and the stripper's like, do you mind if I bring my friend in? And you're like, sure. And then all of a sudden your mom comes around the corner, and she's in some kind of weird stripper-type outfit.
Okay, first of all, I'm not a fucking sucker, and I will not be scammed again.
Oh, that happened to me before?
You do not dance... you don't get a dance from two fucking girls because guess what? You have to pay both of those fucking girls.
All right, say this happened before you learned your lesson. That'd still be funny, wouldn't it?
It'd be funny if you keep hitting your microphone. That'd be funny.
It'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious. But that's happened to me before. Yes. Like, with my mom? Yeah, happened to everybody.
They know your mom was a stripper.
Yeah, I mean, not professionally, but, you know, they have amateur nights. We like to have fun.
Mark. Should be telling you about how the weather's going to be bad.
I know. My parents give me a fucking weather report like every day.
You played the clip for me. It's funny because it's like, it's not even going to be bad. I'll be like, it's going to be blowing pretty hard. If I were you. And then you hear your mom like.
Well, my mom gives my dad instructions on what to tell me.
But you can hear it in the background.
Yeah.
She should get him all the instructions beforehand.
He'd forget. But, I mean, really, you know how phones work. I hear her saying it.
I picture
him, I don't need him to even
I don't know your parents, but I picture him, like, sitting watching TV, and her, like, better call Mark. And he's like, fine.
That's it? But except he's not doing that. He'll just do it.
Wow. Your father's a good guy, then.
Yep, he is.
Like, if I had a wife and she was telling me to do stuff, like...
No, he'll just like, oh, okay. And then I'll go get the phone.
Your father's a better man than you.
Yep. It's true. But yeah, like, and the thing is, they don't really pay attention to where the weather is. They just hear, okay, there's a storm. They give me a call. Now I know there's 6 to 8 inches of snow coming, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then when I look, it's like, that's not even for this fucking county. Like, we're not even going to get any of that. But, you know, that's all they see.
It's funny that they didn't mention the record-breaking cold that's coming.
Yeah.
Not when we're recording this anymore.
Well, when I would talk to them earlier, they mentioned, oh, it's going to be cold, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't care about the cold. It's cold. Like, I don't live outside. I'm in a warm home.
You keep yelling about this.
Yeah, I'm in a home that's warm. I'm outside for 45 seconds. I'm in my car,
Mark,
which is
something,
warm.
Something bad's going to happen to you very soon.
Are you threatening me?
You're going to be stranded in the cold. And then I'm going to be like, I fucking told you, man. And you told me the cold wasn't a big deal. Well, guess what? It's a big deal now.
And guess what? I'll be fucking fine.
You really think you'd be fine in 40 below weather? If you had to walk home?
Why am I walking anywhere?
Your car went into a ditch. You know you can't stay in that car because you could die.
Why could I die?
Because you can't keep it running.
Why not?
That's how people died during the big storm months ago.
You didn't... No, you're talking about cold.
You can't keep your car running in a ditch because you could die of whatever.
It's in it. It's...
The exhaust coming back in the car.
But it wouldn't come back in the car.
It is. You went in a ditch in winter snow. So you're...
Whoa.
Your car's partially buried.
Listen, quit adding shit. We're talking about the cold. There's no snow. You said cold. Record-breaking cold.
You're saying that there's no way you're going to get caught in the cold. So you're driving... You accidentally drive into a ditch, your car's sideways. If you keep it on, you might die, so you got to turn it off. Are you staying there?
I have a telephone.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this.
But it's not going to be that quick before someone comes.
You know what? If I turn off the car, it's still warmer in my car than it is outside.
Not for long. The windshield broke. There's snow coming in.
No, there's zombies climbing in, too. You're still going to stay in the car? Or are you going to run? What are you going to do?
The car's not going to stay as warm as...
All right, okay.
When it's 40 below and there's 50 mile per hour winds, how long do you think that car is staying warm?
Fine, this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'll get out of the car. Then I'll open up the car door. Then I'll slam it on my fucking neck and kill myself. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh.
Are you happy now?
I just like how you think you're invincible and that you can get stranded in 40 below weather and just be totally fine. That's basically what you're saying.
I just told you I'd fucking kill myself, man. Well, I don't know what more you want.
Now you just ruined the segment of Ask Mark by being an asshole.
I'm the asshole, yeah.
But I mean, if that's what you want.
I want assholes. You know that. You know it's my thing.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever let a girl share your toothbrush?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's fine.
Really?
I take some water and fucking clean it off when she's done.
A girl that you just met, like it's the first night with her, you're letting her, and she's like, "Can I use your toothbrush?"
Yeah, I don't care. But I have, dude. You have no idea how many toothbrushes I have in my house. That's would not even come up.
I see that shit on TV, and I go, "That's fucking dumb." Do you know how many germs are in the mouth?
Just clean your fucking brush.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Dude, there's germs on your brush.
I know.
And you're not getting rid of them.
Listen, they pay rent. I don't know.
I don't want anything to do with
them. Dude, I mean, you fucking clean.
People's mouths are fucking gross.
I don't want anything to do with them. Yeah, we all still kiss.
Well, I don't kiss that much, actually, but okay.
You're like a prostitute. Yeah. It's too personal.
Yeah.
But in reality, let's just say you met a girl, she wants to use a toothbrush. As I said, you've been fucking in her mouth all night. So whatever she has, you already fucking got.
No, see, that's different. You're not going around. The teeth are where all the germs. The germs are stuck in the gums. I mean, we were talking about gum disease earlier. That's where all that shit is.
Yeah, but you know what? The saliva is switching back and forth and the tongue. You're getting that shit.
I don't need anybody using my toothbrush. Everyone has extra toothbrushes lying around.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, they're not like, I don't have full-size toothbrushes, but my son has like fucking like, I don't know, 10-plus toothbrushes that he keeps getting from places, which I don't even know where. Well, like, whenever he goes to the dentist, he gets one, and it's like, the toothbrush he fucking has is fine.
See, I don't like those dentist ones. They're not good. They're like too... They're not... I like soft bristles, and they're hard. I like the Vibro ones. That's the ones I get.
Yeah, I like a nice soft bristle.
And I get the vibrating ones. It seems like it's better. I don't know if it does anything, but...
I don't think it does shit, yeah.
But that's what I get.
Gimmick.
I want to get the water pick they have. Like, at Target, every time I go there... Well, not every time, but I look at it a lot. Where it's got, like, the little water pick, and you can, like, get in between your teeth.
Yeah.
With water pressure. That seems like it'd be nice.
I suppose.
But it's really expensive. Too expensive for me to be buying.
Yeah, I don't care about my teeth that much.
Because you know that's going to be something that you're going to never... Like, you'll use it a couple times, and you'll just never use it.
Well, I mean, you could just make it part of your routine. Like,
I don't know.
Either after I brush my teeth, or probably... Yeah, probably best to do it after.
It seems like it's hard to add things to your routine.
No, because you just make extra time. You get up 5 minutes earlier.
Well, now you know...
I do this.
I have a new routine because... As I said a while ago, I have high blood pressure, so I'm on pills now like an old fucking man. So every morning I got to get up and take my pills. And I haven't forgot yet because I was...
Where are my pills?
Years ago, or whenever I would get pills, you know, for whatever one, you know, whatever.
Huh?
You know, you get like an infection, they give you some pills. I'd always just fucking
STDs,
forget.
Yeah.
And I'd have to like double up or like, oh shit. And then eventually I just stopped taking them and then I'd have like 5 left. I have a whole thing of, you know what I have a whole thing of, which is probably expired, I should just get rid of them, is Flomax. For, like old dudes with...
Because you can't piss or something?
Well, when I had my kidney stone, they gave it to me to kind of like open things up a little bit.
Okay, but you never know. Maybe you want to piss a lot sometime, huh?
The problem with that is that it expires. So...
We'll take them all before they expire, that's all.
So I don't know, but I don't know what difference
it is. Oh, dude, would it be funny to OD on Flomax?
Yeah, I don't know what happens.
Probably die.
I believe, though...
Like your kidneys will fail or something?
There's a lot of times when people take Flomax, they have to take Viagra, too, because it does keep you from getting up, from coming.
Well, you're always asking for that.
Like, I think you have delayed... it's almost like being on an antidepressant, where you're just like...
It's delayed... You fuck, and then 3 days later, you're at the bank and you just come?
Well, no, it's like...
Oh, shit!
You'll pump and pump away and nothing will happen. So...
Sounds good.
That's what I hear. I don't know.
I'm
not on any antidepressants.
Yeah,
just beta blockers. And some other shit.
I like my betas, so...
It's nice. You don't get nervous about stuff. Like, your heart doesn't beat fast about things.
Ever?
It doesn't seem like it.
What about when you exercise? Does your heart speed
up?
Who's that?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't exercised in years. I don't know.
That's true.
But it doesn't make you, like, when you know, like, your heart starts beating fast because you're nervous. It doesn't happen. Because that's basically what beta blocker is.
It's true. Because I've had my hand on your knee for, like, a good 15 minutes, and you look cool as a cucumber.
You're nowhere near me. You couldn't even reach my knee from where you are.
With my foot, I could.
I don't think you could.
I think I could.
Stubby little legs of yours?
Well, I'd have to scooch down, too, exactly. But I could. I still could fucking do it. I'm a little guy, okay? I'd have to kind of scooch down.
You're like Gary Coleman.
Not that little, but I'm still little.
I've been watching a lot of...
Of me.
That show he was on.
The Mark Chronicles.
We were talking about Different Strokes last episode, but I like, you know, decent show. I've been watching the season where Dana Plato was gone because she got pregnant, and they're like, whoa, we don't really want that for
her. We can't have a whore on our television show.
Yeah, we're sending you away to school or some shit. And then she came back later on.
You can come back after you kill the baby. And I want proof.
That's like... Zoe Deschanel is pregnant. Are they going to write that into New Girl, or are they just going to have her carry shit all season?
Oh, man. Is she pregnant?
Well, she just announced the pregnancy.
Oh, well, I mean...
Well, no, when you announce it, that means you're usually like 3 or 4 in.
I don't know.
That's like protocol.
Well, the thing is, it depends on...
Because some idiots are like...
They're superstitious, and you can't say it right away because they don't want to jinx it.
Well, no, that's like the protocol. You should never... Because early on, I mean, there could be false pregnancies. Like, if you just take the test and go, look, I'm pregnant, and you just make an announcement. No, you got to go to the doctor for a couple weeks, for at least, or for a month or two.
Blah, blah, whatever. Anyway, I think it depends on...
No, you've never been pregnant. You don't know.
I know. I don't know as well as you do, because you've been pregnant a couple times.
A few scares.
But I think it depends on if she's showing or not. If they can get through their whatever kind of schedule they have,
they
and all their filming,
film her from the above, from the breasts up.
Do the
kind of like Elvis?
No, do the girl picture profile thing and just 45 degree angle from up.
Or every episode, she just got done eating a really big meal. Like, oh man,
that was good.
Let me undo my belt.
Every scene they're in a restaurant. Holy shit, that steak was big. Oh,
hey, man, happy Thanksgiving. Wow, that was a lot of turkey I ate.
I ate that whole fucking bird. Man, that was good.
I don't know, maybe they'll make her go. She's a star, so they can't like make her. Like, they can't be like, well, whatever her name is in the show, I think her name is Jessie or something.
I mean, I wish they'd make her disappear, but it's not gonna happen.
I love her.
I know.
I don't watch any of her shit, but I love her.
I mean, she's attractive.
I'll tell you what. Zoe Deschanel, I kind of lost... She lost some of her luster for two reasons. One...
She refuses to fucking...
She broke fucking... what's his name's heart? Joseph Gordon-Levitt's heart. And then invites him to her fucking engagement party.
That is this fucking insult to injury right there.
In that movie, in 500 Days of Summer. I'm like, who invites their ex to their engagement party? And then doesn't even mention it. It's just like... Hey, I'm having a party. Why don't you come on over? Doesn't that sound like it's like an evil thing you're doing?
Really? Yeah. You know, she's a bitch.
Hey, I'm having a party today. You want to come over? Sure. You come by.
Sure. Maybe we're going to get back together. Maybe she still likes me.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's just a party where my new boyfriend goes down on me for like 45 minutes.
Oh, this is just my wedding. What do you call it? Not recital.
Reception?
Reception.
Or maybe it's just the dinner, the rehearsal dinner before.
Come to the rehearsal business.
Yeah, you want to come see that? Yeah, it'd be fun.
A lot of people I used to date are getting married and having kids and stuff now.
That shit happens. It's going around.
I'm like, well, cross them off the list. They're not going to come back to me probably, but you never know.
So they're not going to be your friends anymore?
I don't know.
Or you're not going to be their
friends? They're not my friends now anyway. Maybe they're on my Facebook. That's how I know, but...
Then what list are you crossing?
Well, when you're single, you always have that list of girls you used to date that you can maybe call back, you know?
Really? I guess.
I don't, but... You don't stick with girls long enough. You've never gone back? Like, I'm talking about years later, not days or weeks or months. Years.
No, because I probably don't have their contact information anymore. I mean, if I did, maybe I'd give it a go.
Well, you don't keep them in your phone?
No, because at some point I'd be like, fuck this, or it's a shit. I don't need that. So, like I said, I mean... If I had it, maybe I'd try it. And I know if I would have seen them out somewhere, I'd try and chat them up. So, I mean, I guess I would.
The problem is, like, that I had...
It seems like it's bound to fail anyway, so I'm not even sure if I'd try too hard.
Well, I mean, it depends what your goal is. If your goal is just to have sex, it'll work.
Well, I don't know if that's
not
true.
As long as the first time, though, because they get weird. They're kind of angry
at
you.
Wait a minute.
It's weird, because I've had it where... Like, they, the girls, like, they get angry. Like, you know, all you call me for is, like you,
I know, but I really like fucking. Come on.
But the thing is, like, you knew that was going to happen because we didn't, we were never, like, officially together in the first place. So what, do you think I changed my mind? I don't know.
Well, listen, I mean, some guys like you, I mean, you treat people like that and you're okay with it. I mean, not everyone is. So.
And then there was the one girl I dated for years. And then I went out, I dumped her. When I was somebody else, and like a year after, it was a year or two after I dumped her, she contacted me. Although she was also responsible for my other relationship getting broken up, so I should have been pretty angry at her. It was like one of those things where
you're a real prince.
She texted me, and I was going out with somebody, and she texted me to like come over, and I said no, but I might have thought about it. I might have like played the game for a little while via text. You know how it is? You ever have that?
Well, maybe I'll come over. Why? Yeah. What are we going
to
do when I get there?
It feels good to have somebody want you, so you're just going to play along.
Not that you had any intention of actually doing
it. You might have thought about it for a second, but like, ah, never mind.
Yeah, but
you might just keep going on with it. Maybe she'll send you some pictures. You don't know, whatever. Anyways, for some insane reason, that girlfriend knew the ex-girlfriend's cousin's boyfriend or something like that.
Some weird connection,
and then she found out. I'm like, oops. And she didn't break up with me right away, but like,
yeah, but
later.
that was the end.
Even though, because you know what it is, the ex-girlfriend twisted around and said that I was contacting her and asked her if I could come over, which did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. I'm not a liar, Mark. Come on.
Well, if you're a liar, you'd be lying about that,
But then, like, that other girl dumped me, and then, like, you know, some months left of that, I was free again, or whatever. She just said, this is like 11:30, 12 at night. She's just like, just come over. I'll leave the door unlocked. Just come on in my room.
I came over and I stole her TV. We both won.
I don't know if that's ever happened to you, Mark, but that's a lot of fun.
Fucking your girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend.
No, I never fucked her.
No, but I'll tell you.
No. I mean, maybe I will one day.
That was exciting because I haven't seen her in a year. And then you just like slip in bed with somebody. It was fun. It was an exciting night.
I mean, I can see the appeal, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on the person.
Well, I mean, that the second time around didn't last.
Yeah.
Although it did occur to me, like, oh, maybe I should get things going. I'm like, wait a minute, that would be a mistake.
Yeah, usually you got to remind yourself, oh, yeah, remember why we broke up in the first place?
Yeah, you don't want to get down the road. I shouldn't have even done that.
It's usually a mistake.
Eventually just taper off. I don't
like,
even know.
I mean, oh, for a lot of that, You kind of, your mind gets a little clouded during times like that, and then afterwards you're like, yeah, shit, probably shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of time, especially when it comes to sex, dudes just aren't thinking straight until after.
It's true. You're in a little bit of a haze, and you're not thinking as clearly as you should.
Yep, that's why a lot of girls are getting pregnant, because guys are just like, whatever, I'll take my chances.
Well, I mean, you can't just put it on the guy, too, because the girl's there.
Yeah, she could have put the brakes
on. She could say, whoa, hold on, let's take care of things first. Yeah, but everyone gets into it. Everyone's in the moment, and, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, if you want to get in the moment, go to HotShotWizKids.com.
Moment like this.
Exactly.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Kelly Clarkson's going to be there. Tell a friend. She's not. What?